I'm joined by Pete Oxley and Hattie Whitehead, who perform the great songs of Joni Mitchell in a seven-piece band called Hegira. And they'll be appearing at the Tunbridge Wells Trinity Theatre this Saturday, the 13th of April. Hello, Pete and Hattie. Thanks for joining us. Pete, first of all, you're the band leader and guitarist of the group Hegira, which is named after a Joni Mitchell song. You say the band was set up to celebrate Joni Mitchell, so would you describe it as a tribute band, or is it more than that?
Yeah, much more than that. I really don't like the term tribute band, although we're paying tribute to Joni Mitchell, but it's been appropriated, that word, and it has a completely different slant on it now. I never thought I'd be playing this music, and it was just really on a whim just over a year ago. I wanted to put on a gig at my jazz club I run in Oxford called The Spin, and I just thought it would be really nice to do a night of Joni Mitchell's music. And I put this band together for a one-off gig, and that was it. It's just taken off beyond my expectations in every way. And here we are.
And the sound of the band is fantastic. So congratulations on that. And I guess a lot of that is down to you, Hattie. You are the vocalist. You also play guitar. Well, first of all, fantastic voice. Beautiful. Is Joni Mitchell's style similar to your own, or do you have to work on that?
She's been a massive influence for my entire life, really. My mum listened to her a lot when I was growing up. My dad's a jazz musician as well. So I kind of had this mixture of jazz and lots of this. My mum was really into sort of folk musicians of the sort of 60s, 70s. Like, she used to sing John Martin to us going to bed, and she used to play Joni Mitchell a lot. We used to listen to lots of James Taylor. So the music from that era has played a massive influence on my songwriting now. I wouldn't say I sat down one day and thought, I'm going to try and sound like Joni Mitchell now.
So how did you find each other, Pete? Did you actively have to go out to find a vocalist for the group, or did you already know each other? How did that happen?
Well, as Hattie said, her dad's a jazz musician. He's a great sax player, and he and I have played together probably for 20 to 25 years, and so I knew of Hattie. And there was an occasion about 6 years ago when Tim, Hattie's dad, was doing a gig that I was playing on, and Tim said, do you mind if I bring a couple of vocalists, come and sit in? I said, no, of course not. And the first vocalist sang, it was all fine. And then the second one was Hattie. And I remember being totally blown away by Hattie's voice. And we got together and we found an agent. And this agent completely fell in love with the band. And ever since, she's taken on the booking of the gigs. And I mean, this year, I think we have at least 40 dates in the diary already. So it took off completely out of my control.
So it's a seven-piece band. They're all obviously brilliant in their own right.
Well, that was the beauty of it. I mean, through running the jazz club for 20-plus years, I've got to know a lot of musicians. So I called people who I knew they'd be good as players, no question about that, but they had to love the music. That was the essential thing. Because although everybody in the band is a high-level, virtuosic, if you like, player, that's not the point of this band. The point is to serve the song and really to support Hattie in what we do, you know, behind her musically. So it needed to be people with the personalities that would be up for that and not want to kind of go off on some egotistical thing of their own at any point. And I was really lucky.
Should we take a short break? We'll listen to some music. Of course, we have to hear a track of yours. There's so many I could have chosen, but I thought I'd go with this one.
Welcome back. I'm joined by Pete Oxley and Hattie Whitehead from Hegira, a band set up to celebrate the music of the great Joni Mitchell. And that was Joni's song performed by Hegira, and it was called In France They Kiss on Main Street. Hattie, do you have a favourite song in the Joni Mitchell catalogue, and are there any that you find a challenge?
That's a really good question, actually. I really like different songs for different reasons. Actually, In France They Kiss on Main Street is one of my favourite songs to play for a proper knees up. Just feels like such a celebration. And I love Rick's playing on that track. I just think it's so groovy. So that one's a really big favourite. I really love playing Amelia, just because I like those more stripped back numbers. I like being able to like really pour a lot of heart and soul into a song. So I feel like I get the opportunity to do that on Amelia and on Hajira probably as well. I love playing them all. But challenge-wise, the songs are, the phrasing, Joni Mitchell's phrasing is really unique to her, and so it takes quite a long time to learn the songs with her phrasing. And you know, I'm learning different guitar tunings for different songs as well, because she uses, as Pete likes to tell people at gigs, over 40 different guitar tunings. So that's probably where the challenge is. I think in terms of our repertoire now, the one that I found the most challenging to learn was Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, because I don't really think of myself as a jazz vocalist, and I love playing it now. It's like the hard work pays off now, and I really, really enjoy it more for the reason that it was hard to learn.
Pete, how would you feel if Joni Mitchell was in the audience?
Excuse me.
Don't choke at the idea of that.
Yeah. Well, I would just absolutely love Joni Mitchell to hear Hattie,
yeah,
and to hear what we're doing with the music, these great songs. So I'd be delighted.
She's a notorious recluse, isn't she? She has a very private life. Have you ever thought of sending her any of your music? Let's say have a listen to it, try and get some feedback from her. Has anything like that ever happened?
You just can't get to her. I mean, I would love to do that. I'm trying to find a sort of trail how to get the music to her, because I'm convinced that she will listen to this and say, it's so great that somebody's respecting my music and bringing it to people again. To bring this, I mean, what I consider her greatest works, really, this period.
Because as you say, this is not a tribute band interpretation of her. This is just a celebration of her and her music. Yeah. So I think she would really appreciate that. Yeah.
Not sure she would appreciate it if I came on wearing a long blonde wig with a fringe. I don't think it would suit me either.
Well, it wouldn't be a good look. Okay, so you're coming to Trinity Theatre, Tunbridge Wells. We're looking forward to seeing you on the 13th of April. What can the audience expect?
Well, we're bringing back this music that nobody's playing, and there are quite a few Joni Mitchell, you know, sort of around tributes or other celebratory things, but it's mostly the folky period. It's mostly Blue and Clouds and Ladies of the Canyon, that kind of thing. I don't think there are any other bands in the UK that are really focusing on this area. So basically it's mostly 1975 through till 1980, which is The Hissing of Summer Lawns, Hijira, Don Juan's Reckless Daughter, Mingus, and then the live album called Shadows and Light. We do a couple of earlier ones, Caught and Sparkling, Help Me, Just Like This Train, Free Man in Paris, the one you've just played in France, Say Kiss on Main Street. We just dip in to one song from her early period, which is A Case of You, because everybody loves that song, particularly Hattie.
Yeah, I do. Best song I ever learned of hers, so it feels like a special one.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a great evening. Really looking forward to it. Looking forward to welcoming you to Tunbridge Wells. Tickets available at the Trinity Theatre box office as usual. That's the trinitytheatre.net online, or go along to the box office for this, I guess. Do you have your own website? Is there anywhere that people can visit?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hajira.co.uk.
Okay.
hejira.co.uk.
And that will have all your tour dates in there and everything.
Yes, yeah. All the tour dates are there.
Cool. Okay. So, Hattie and Pete, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you today. I hope it all goes really well for you, not only here in Tunbridge Wells, but everywhere else that you're going to be visiting this year. We look forward to welcoming you on the 13th of April in Tunbridge Wells. But for now, Pete Oxley, Hattie Whitehead from Hajira, thanks very much for talking to us today.
Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.